Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur. Don't forget to click on the Daf option to see today's Tosfos marked using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. Go back now to the to Daf Yud. We know that Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Tosfos there, we learned already as part of our previous shiur. So we continue now with the Tosfosin, it's actually only one Tosfos that we have on Daf Yud Amud Beis. This Tosfos refers to a Gemara that we did very much toward the end of our Gemara section. Gadol hakor kriyas shma b'nasa yoser me'oisek b'torah. Greater is the recitation of Kriyat Shema more than the study of Torah. So Tosfos asks, Tema afilu tfila nani? Even regarding Shmona Esrei, we stop the learning of Torah for tfila. Doha Amrinon per kama de Shabbos. It's said and it's taught in the first parak of Shabbos, Kigon Onu, like us, as opposed to the likes of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Mafsikin bein l'Kriyat Shema bein l'tfila. We will stop our Torah learning, whether it be for Kriyat Shema or for Tefillah. So what Tosfos is asking here is why? What is the emphasis here in our Gemara on the special feature of Kriyat Shema, where it sounds like something is unique to Kriyat Shema in that it's presented as being even greater than Torah study, when we see that even Tefillah preempts Torah study. The Yesh Lomar, Tosfos answers, Dehochi Ka'amar. The praise of Kriyat Shema in this Gemara is not so much in its ability to preempt Torah study, but rather, Yoser, the greater is Kriyat Shema, Yoser Me'oisek B'Torah Pam Acheres Shelo B'Shas Kriyat Shema. If you had to put on a balance scale these two mitzvos, the study of Torah on one side and the recitation of Kriyat Shema on time, not pitting one off against the other in terms of coinciding of time where you would say have to stop your Torah learning, but in a vacuum, so to speak, Kriyat Shema on time and Torah learning at some other time, Torah learning in the afternoon, for example, which is not the time for Kriyat Shema. Which of the two is a greater mitzvah? So we say, that's what our Gemara is saying, that a greater mitzvah, a greater fulfillment, a greater something that's considered of greater significance is the recitation of Kriyat Shema on time is a greater mitzvah than the study of Torah during some other time. Once again, let's read that again. V'yesh lomar, d'hochi kamar, yoyser, namely, godol Kriyat Shema b'zmano, yoyser me'oisek b'torah pa'macheres shelo b'shas Kriyat Shema. One who is engaged in Torah study during the time that one is obligated to say Kriyat Shema, lo mayri. That's not what our Gemara here is talking about. V'afilu b'tfila posek. Because if that were the case, even for tfila, one would stop his Torah learning in order to daven the Shmona Esrei. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.